Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, we always talk about on this show the importance of tapping into our own inner greatness. Our next guest has definitely learned to do that for herself. Ellen Palestrand is making her first appearance on our show. She's not only an author, but also a visual artist as well. And she's been able to help other people to tap into their own creativity, not only, of course, through the workshops she's been able to do, but also through her book, Have You Had a Hunch? We're going to talk to her not only about what it's been like for her to not only to tap into her creativity, but how she sees creativity as our partner in life. We'll talk to her about that and what you all can learn from her book as well. Ellen, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hello, I'm Cyrus, and thank you very much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Ellen, I was telling you before we went live here, I had a lot of fun prepping for this segment with you because, I mean, creativity is one of those things that I think has really been a guiding light for me, and to be able to tap into that and the power of it has definitely helped me in my own life. What has it been like for you, Ellen, as you've been able to share that creativity that you have with other people?
Well, firstly, I have always recognized the importance of creativity in my own life. It's something that I always did, even as a kid. I was always doing different things and getting that feeling of joy, the desire to really engage in whatever I was doing. Sometimes I could hardly wait to wake up in the morning and just do. And doing is what is so important in creativity, not allowing things to get in your way, not allowing negative voices to impede just that thing you're wanting to explore, because creativity is all about exploration. So why do I like helping others? Because I see it in them. I see that yearning in many people who have some inner knowledge that they have something original to give.
Yeah.
And I like to help them tap into it. My book, Have You Ever Had a Hunch? The Importance of Creative Thinking, is now in its third edition. And updated because that is what creativity is. It's never static. There's always more to learn.
Right.
And it's a subject that absolutely fascinates me. It is an entree for me into so many different things. So, you know, when I looked, there was a time where I was just so incredibly busy, and yet there was a particular work at that called The Glimpsables, The World of Glimpse, that I was trying to do, but there was absolutely no time. And I started to look at what is standing in my way, because obviously time and work was a factor.
Right.
But there were other factors as well. And the more I explored, and this was with students, and then eventually took it out to all sorts of groups, you know, from writers to actors to journalists to artists, even to lawyers, judges, and so on, I just realized that there was that yearning within so many people to actually tap into that material that dwelled in them, sometimes dormant, but yet
right.
there was that inner knowledge that there was something more that they could do, even though they were very good in their professional lives and pretty satisfied with it sometimes.
Right. And Ellen, you know what's great too, and I mentioned the videos that you have, and we'll be reminding our listeners how they can see some of those even on your website. I love the fact that you make it interactive. You make it something that is to be shared and something that is to be enjoyed, and you have no problem being able to, you know, to do things that bring happiness, bring joy, bring laughter. Is that also part of the excitement you feel in being able to see people enjoy the creativity around them?
Yes. Yeah, I do. When I watch somebody else create or help somebody else create or listen to what they are trying to do, I do feel that joy. You know, there's the joy I feel within me when I'm involved in the actual process. And then there's another kind of joy which is very similar that I feel when I am helping other people, because I feel their excitement as well. And you know, with my paintings, brilliant colors whirl through my mind. Brilliant colors are what brings, I guess I'm using the word joy again, but excitement to me. And the world I created in the world of limbs is one of brilliant color. My Have You Ever Had a Hunch is really the nonfiction version of that book.
Right.
Because in the book, the characters are involved in creative productivity as opposed to destructivity, which other characters are involved in. And in my book, I look at, in Have You Ever Had a Hunch, I look at all those negative forces that can get in the way of people and their creative potential. And this is what I liked to help people with. And that is one of the reasons I wrote a book, because it can get out to a lot more people than just the audiences that I speak to.
Exactly. And I think that is the beautiful thing about it, being able to spread it that way. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with author, writer, and artist Ellen Palestrant. We're talking to her not only about the joy that she feels in being able to share her creativity with others, but also the joy she feels in being able to see that creativity being sparked in others as well. Now, through your website, Ellen, you show us some of your work, as well as, of course, talk to us about your book. I mean, you know, I think the thing that keeps coming to my mind when I'm hearing you talk is how fearless you are. Have you always been that fearless, Ellen, and not being afraid to create, not being afraid to let other people see what's inside of you?
Yes, I think I am, because it's not about me. It's about what I'm doing. And I don't, even if things don't work out, it actually doesn't matter, because sometimes I call these, and this is not new, happy accidents. For example, when I start painting, I might have something vague in mind. Generally, I don't. I just start the process. But things become something else because I allow the canvas to talk to me, the paints talk to me, I talk to them, and it is a two-way process. So I'm tremendously curious about what it's going to be. And in a sense, I guess, what lies within me that I can put onto the canvas or onto the page. So I'm not fearless. I mean, I'm not fearful, because what it can be is so much more important than what people are going to think about me. We're all mere mortals doing our best. I'm one of them. And I think it's just so important to try.
Right.
I try are two very important words. Otherwise, you won't do anything if you're going to be fearful of public opinion.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's so true.
You know, living in the United States, which in my book I call a creative eugenic society, there's so many possibilities. Of course, nothing is ever perfect anywhere, but it's relatively pretty marvelous. And there are just so many different things we can do, even though it might take us a very long time to do them, depending on the obstacles that stand in our way. But we mustn't lose sight of where we want to go or where we're hoping to go.
Right. Right, exactly. I think that is so true. You know, I mentioned earlier that, and one of the things that you say that I wrote down, Ellen, because I thought it was so important, is that creativity is your partner for life, that it is something that is always there. And you know what I thought about when I heard you say that, Ellen, is that, you know, there are some people who know there's something they're supposed to do, and for whatever reason, whether it's fear or doubt or what someone has told you, or even that, you know, that self-speak that stops us, they haven't pursued it. But it never really leaves, does it?
It never really leaves. And it was there in some form even when they were children. And at that point, they acted on it. They imagined. They lived in their rich world of fantasy. But somehow the realities of life intrude, and they forget about who they are. And yet there is that inner knowing that there is something more. And it's really important to try and tap into it, because as you say, and you know, as I said, it is your partner in life. You can take it anywhere.
Right.
And I don't mean you can take your big, great welding equipment anywhere, but those it would be great if you could, you know, just snap your fingers and there they are. But that imagination,
right,
that feeling of possibility belongs to you. It is yours. And, you know, one of the exercises I used to do with various groups was I would say to them, imagine, or this is a fantasy, you know, just be gullible for a moment, suspend any disbelief. You've only got 24 hours to live. The world, as you know, is going to come to an end. And nobody is going to be left behind, nobody. However, there will be beings that will come that will fully understand what you have done. So there'll be people to receive what you have done. What is it that you want to do with your life? And within these 24 hours, anything is possible. If you want to write a 700-page book, you can do it. If you want to develop an enormous, incredible, multi-acre garden, you can do it. But what is that thing you really want to do? And, you know, it was so interesting to see what different things people really wanted to do. Some people were not able to disassociate themselves from family. So this is why I had to say nobody's going to be left, but you'll be able to leave something behind of yourself. And this really helped people understand or think about what it is they really want to do.
Yeah, I think that is it. You know, I want to say something else, because when you ask that question about what do you want to do, there's another question that I heard you say in one of your videos, Ellen, that I really want our listeners to think about, and that is, what stands in your way? And I think that is the thing. The self-reflection, I think, is so important for us because, you know, I had a guest on this program a few years ago, Ellen, that asked a question, and that question stood by me because I reflect on it often, and that is, what would you do if you were not afraid? And I think that is a great thing for us all to kind of ponder. Is that kind of how you try to live your life, by that question?
Yes, I do. And also, I don't allow fear. I mean, fear is realistic. You know, of course there are times when you have to be fearful. And I think in my book I say something like, when an ocean is infested with sharks, don't swim. But if it's full of ideas, take a plunge. You know, if your ideas are positive, which they will be, why not try them out? You know, I don't tell people to remove themselves from their everyday lives, from their jobs, from the things they have to do, but always to allow that room for exploring their creativity. And creativity is a really important word because we give so much when we really tap into our own originality to both ourselves, and also we enrich the lives of others. This is where progress comes from. You know, this is where all these ahas and these wonderful things we might see or be exposed to come from. And it is from original thinking, which is creative thinking, which is not doing just what others have done because it's tried and tested. That is fearful.
Yeah, I think that is...
No, go
ahead, Ellen.
We can be influenced by others. We can learn from others. But then how do we want to use it?
Right. Exactly. So when you hear someone tell you how much your book, have you ever had a hunch how it has affected them, how it's inspired them, does that make you feel, Ellen, that you've done exactly what you wanted to do, not only with the book, but also with your life's work?
Yes, it does. I do feel that. And I also feel that not only am I talking about creativity, I'm doing it. And I think that's important. You know, I'm exploring it in so many different ways. In terms of painting, I've only been painting for about 7 years. I sculpted, I drew, I illustrated books, but that was in black and white. But I only started painting about 7 years ago, and I couldn't stop. So the thing is that it's never too late to start. You do not necessarily have to do a course in painting before you start. You can learn as you go along. You can do supplementary courses afterwards. You can enroll in a college if you want, but at least start.
Right.
And because why not? It does, you know, no area of creativity only belongs to certain people, however expert they might be in that field. We can all try, and we can learn from their expertise.
Right. Exactly. I think that is it. To be able to learn, to always keep learning. I think that's the other thing, to never stop learning, because that's how we continue to be able to grow. Again, everyone, we're talking today with Ellen Palestrant. We're talking to her not only about her own journey to tapping into her creativity, but also what it's been like for her to inspire others to do the same thing. She's been able to do it in a variety of ways, through her writing, through her artwork, and then, of course, through her videos, the way she's been able to share that with others. I also love the fact how you're able to kind of illustrate what we go through in life through your videos and also through your stories, Ellen. I watched you actually reading, you know, one of your stories where you're able to kind of talk about the things that can try to stop us, the doubt, and kind of putting, you know, putting a characteristic to it. You know, has that also been, you know, one of the fun teaching aids you've been able to use to make people to really think about those things in a real way?
Yes, because, you know, my research was broad, because I wanted this to relate to as many people as possible. So therefore, I identified so many obstacles that stand in the way of people and their creative potential. I call them hunch crunches, because your hunch, that sort of intuitive feeling that you get, and often dismiss just because it came so unexpectedly and it doesn't have, you know, any important label to it, is very important, because it comes from you. It has it's arisen out of a certain amount of life experience. It doesn't come from just nowhere, even though seemingly it seems to. So it's important to actually focus on it, despite the fact that this is a hurry-up culture and we have so little time for so many things. The fact that there is judgmental intrusion, you know, we have the voices of criticism in so much, you know, floating around in our heads, you know, criticism right. from others. It could be a familial criticism, educational, even our own negative voices. These are the things I want to free people from. Identify them, because they're there. It's important to know that this is interfering with your own creativity. But also work around them. You can't remove all obstacles, but you can remove most of them once you've identified them.
Right, exactly. And I think, too, again, you know, I think, you know, for me, Ellen, I've realized that a lot of times we allow excuses to, you know, to be our biggest, you know, our biggest problem. And we try to say it's because of this thing happening or that thing happening that I'm not doing the work I'm supposed to be doing. Do you also find yourself the happiest when you're able to get out of your own way?
Very much so. And I think I am the happiest when I'm in the process. And that is entirely being out of my own way. Because I really am not worrying about what it's going to be, because I have that inner feeling that it's going to work. If, you know, there are problems along the way in terms of what I'm doing, I know I can fix it.
Right.
And, you know, often I sort of have said in the past, I don't do it anymore, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen to me if it doesn't work? You know, am I going to be put in front of a firing squad? You know, so, you know, look at the worst, and it's not that bad. And, you know, the one thing I do understand is the realities of people's everyday lives.
Right.
You know, and this doesn't compete with it, because there's nothing you can do about the realities. But you can make room for developing other things. Things right. that will be your companion in life, because you can take it with you. You will have that ability to tap into other things, because life doesn't remain the same. Things change. And you need to be adaptable, and all of this you can draw from once you've had this creative experience.
Right, exactly. And that creative experience is such an important one, especially as we're being able to learn and to grow ourselves. Again, everyone, Ellen Palestrant has been our guest today. We've been talking to Ellen not only about her own journey to being able to tap into her creativity, but how she's helping other people to realize an important fact, and that being that creativity can be your partner for life. Ellen, how can our listeners stay connected with you, and how can they get the new edition of the book?
Okay, the book... You can get it on Amazon. That would be probably the easiest. Also on Goodreads. You can just, you know, have a look at Goodreads. Then my website is ellenpalestrant.com. Palestrant is P-A-L-E-S-T-R-A-N-T. and you'll be able to find out about purchasing, what I have to say, read my blogs on creativity. I think you'll find, you know, a lot of helpful material.
Right. Exactly. I totally agree. They'll definitely be beneficial for them there, Ellen. Ellen, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to have you back on the program again.
I would love to. Thank you very much, Cyrus.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There is more of our show to come for you guys. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Definitely want to thank our good friend Eunice Nesbitt for setting up this conversation with us for today. Want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for the program. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.